That percentage of voters who say they have a high level of interest in the election this year is the lowest percentage in almost 20 years. So what gives? And are voters in Arizona more or less engaged than the rest of America? Joining us is Arizona political consultant and strategist Stan Barnes. Stan, thanks for getting up early with us. Did these numbers surprise you? And do you think this is being caused by burnout over Trump's trials and our 24/7 news cycle, or is it just plain apathy?
Yeah, hey, Jim, good to be with you this morning. I think it's, it's certainly a reflection of an ongoing cultural negativity about Donald Trump and Joe Biden. I mean, you can find people on the right that love Trump, people on the left that love Biden, but at the big wide open middle, it doesn't feel like enthusiasm is there for these two candidates. But I think it's more than that. I think it's a lot more of a reflection of the national mood. I mean, if the 1950s were, happy days and all that, this is the opposite of that. I mean, there is a general negative mood in the country. And so finding people that say, well, I'm enthusiastic about the upcoming election, that just seems like overcoming your bad attitude about where we are as a country. And so in that instance, I'm not surprised by the numbers.
So, we have a big U.S. Senate race here, plus the presidential race and all the presidential visits. Are Arizona voters more engaged than Americans overall?
Yeah, I think they are, Jamie, because we have this, this U.S. Senate race, and that is always interesting. Not to mention, we all know by now we feel like we are a difference maker in the national election with the presidential thing. But I'll say again, it might be this clear that people are just kind of sick of politics. And so that sick of politics thing translates into low enthusiasm. But I think turnout's going to be high. I think in the end, people are actually going to show up and there'll be some sort of record turnout for the presidential race, and it will trickle down the ballot. It might be low positive enthusiasm, but it's going to be high turnout, in my opinion, because there's so much interest and so much at stake.
So it's maybe a case of a voter saying, wake me when October gets here.
I like that. Wait till we get $800 million of spend dumped on us between now and November.
Arizona.
It's wake me up. That's what it is.
Yeah. So as we talk with Stan Barnes, political consultant and strategist and former state legislator, is it okay to call you a recovering politician? Is that all right, Stan?
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay. All right. As a Republican, are you glad that the last lingering Carrie Lake lawsuit from the 2022 election was just rejected by the Supreme Court? I ask this because I'm wondering if you see that as an opportunity for her to focus on this year's Senate race, which you mentioned.
Yeah, I mean, good for her. She needs to, and I'm glad that's out of the way. But the Republicans statewide and in the legislature have two incredible challenges in front of them, and one is that Grand Canyon difference between the Trump wing of the Republican Party and the McCain wing of the Republican Party. We all know about that, and it has a real fact in the outcomes. But this new what we do with the pro-life, pro-choice thing is really just as much trouble for pro-life Republican candidates. And I'd rather be a Democrat from a tactical point of view than I would a Republican, because Democrats have wind at their back. They're more united. They don't have this pro-choice, pro-life problem. And they don't have the Trump-McCain problem. It all works for them. Republicans got to overcome that. And that's going to be important about the candidate. The candidate himself or herself can't overcome that, but those two things are real challenges.
Yeah, and I think you can add that to that list of things that Jamie mentioned that might make for Arizona voters being overall more engaged than American voters are across the country. It is, that's Stan Barnes, once again, Arizona political consultant. He's with Copper State Consulting.